The stage is set. Listen and be heard. Because Pilipinas is now on a bigger platform. Hosted by Cookie Tuazon with Marty Tenko, they will feature spoken word acts, tackle topics that keep the mic alive, and the community of artists inspired.
My name is Cookie.
My name is Marty.
Welcome to Because Pilipinas, the show that gives the floor to words. Yes, here we take words center stage and we let it shine. As we all know, words are power.
Yes.
And if we use it well in the literary field, in the arts, and music, a world of possibilities manifests.
Yes, meow.
On today's show, we will talk about bravery, about courage, about the exemplary traits of the men and women in the force, the men and women entrusted with a badge. We will visit a world that is law enforcement.
Oh, wow. I'm excited.
Yep. Marty.
Yes, Miss Cookie.
Sometimes there are bad guys lurking in the dark alleyways, and while pulling a Hattori Hanzo is prohibited.
Yes.
Of course, being rescued by a cop or two can help.
Yes.
If you could SOS cops in fiction, who would you call?
Oh, I know. I've been reading Sherlock Holmes lately, so I definitely ask help from the police of the Scotland Yard.
Ooh, yeah, them.
Some who have been helping Sherlock Holmes were Inspector G. Lestrade, Inspector Barton, and Inspector Bradstreet. How about you, Cookie? Who would you ask help from?
That's a great lineup, by the
way. Thank you so much. How about you, Cookie?
Okay, I would call Barbara Gordon, Batgirl, from the Lego Batman movie.
Oh.
She may disagree about the rules and methods of Batman, but her experience as a police officer and her desire to protect Gotham City make her the perfect crime-fighting partner.
Oh, yes.
I would also call Hercule Poirot. Yep. He is in Agatha Christie's murder mystery novels.
Okay.
He is a retired police officer that moved into working as an independent and highly regarded detective in England just before the Second World War.
Oh, interesting.
Yep. This is just me.
Okay.
But I'd say put your trust in an officer with a finely trimmed mustache.
I think I agree.
Because a sense of order right there.
Yes.
Huh. Yep.
I see that, girl.
Okay, Marty.
Okay.
How about poetry shedding light on cops at work? Which ones do you like best?
I found this kid's poem. Actually, it's for pre-kindergarten.
Oh, okay.
Written by Miss Mary Berry, entitled "I'm a Police Officer," to be sung in the tune of "I'm a Little Teapot."
Oh, you're gonna sing for us?
I think so. Let me just prepare my singing voice.
Clear your throat.
Yes.
La 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 la.
Here goes. I'm a police officer with my star. I help people near and far. If you have a problem, call on me and I'll be there. 1, 2, 3.
That is so cute.
Aw, thanks, Goofy. I really tried. I sounded a bit off tune there, but yeah.
Thank you for trying.
Thank you so much for letting me.
That's enough for me.
Ouch. Just kidding. How about you, Cookie?
I like The Poetry Cops by Willy Perdomo.
Mm-hmm.
Letter to the Local Police by June Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Law Enforcement Oath of Honor by Hakeem Bellamy.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw this poem authored by a law enforcement official, retired Deputy Chief Kent Fletcher, called Backside of the Badge.
Wow.
Writing short stories and poetry has become his part-time hobby.
Wow.
Now, let's move on to introducing one of our guests. Sharing with us his vision and version of police work, of law enforcement, we give you Duke Ricafort, aka Rap Guard, with Alagad na Hebigat.
Itinaguyod ng pulis na may matayog na pangarap lumalaban ng sabayang kahit dumadaan sa hirap. Pilit nagsusumikap, hindi nagpapatinag, pumapalag sa anumang hamon pagkat puso'y nag-aalap. Yan ang sagisag na tatak ng alagad. Kilala sa sipag at tiyaga mula pa sa kanyang ninuno iwinawagayway. Kanyang mga tagumpay, gandang likas katalinuhan ng pambato ng Pinay. Dito mo makikita mga tunay na tigas, mga tsapa na kikintaba na tunay na world class. Di basta mapapasuko at ikay mapapasubo ang tunay na alagad. Hindi basta yumuyo ko. Ang alagad ng batas ay namamayagpag. Patuloy na binabandera ang bandila na sagisag na kumakatawan sa isang lahing kayumanggi na may dugong nag-uumabaw sa pagpupunyagi. Ang katuparan ng isang araw at tatlong bituin ng mga sinag dito, mga sundalo nagniningning sa kahit anong manlarangan. Gumawa ng pangalan, hindi matatapakan pagkat lahi ng matapang ang isang Pinoy. Namulato ng dalubasa na laging gamit mga salitang makatalinhaga. Yan ang awitin na isulat para sa alamat. Mga veterano sa gera, yan ang walang kasukat. Alagad ng batas na mas pinalakas, mas maraming bumilib sa tatak na world class. Mas lalong pinalakas kalidades sa Pinas, hindi pa pwedeng ismulin, pinatutupad nilang batas. Alagad ng batas na mas pinalakas, mas maraming bumilib sa tatak na world class. Mas lalong pinalakas kalidades sa Pinas, hindi pa pwedeng ismulin, pinatutupad nilang batas. Patuloy na nagmamasin ang sandatahan para sa kapakanan ng ating sambayanan. Mula sa himpapan papawid, tinitiyak ang kaligtasan. Walang humpay na malasakit ang asahan. Kumikinang ang mga sinag na pumapalibot sa watawat na sagisag na siyang bumabalot. Luzon, Visayas at Mindanao, 30 sumasaludo at sumisigaw sa katapangan. Kagitingan pinaglalaban upang panatilihin hangad ng kapayapaan sa atin lahing kayumangke na kailanman ay di masisilaw sa salape. Sa 44 na hinirang ating saluduhan, kanilang kagitingan na nabibilang kabayanihan upang ipagtanggol perlas ng silangan. Alagad ng batas na mas pinalakas, mas maraming bumilib sa tatak na world class. Mas lalong pinalakas kalidades sa Pinas, hindi pa pwedeng ismulin, pinatutupad nilang batas. Alagad ng batas na mas pinalakas, mas maraming bumilib sa tatak na world class. Mas lalong pinalakas kalidades sa Pinas, hindi pa pwedeng ismulin, pinatutupad nilang batas. Alagad ng batas na mas pinalakas, mas maraming bumilib sa tatak na world class. Mas lalong pinalakas kalidades sa Pinas, hindi pa pwedeng ismulin, pinatutupad nilang batas. Alagad ng batas na mas pinalakas, mas maraming bumilib sa tatak na world class. Mas lalong pinalakas kalidades sa Pinas, hindi pa pwedeng ismulin, pinatutupad nilang batas.
Marty, please Yay! Tell us more about the history of law enforcement. I wonder when it all began.
According to the online etymology dictionary, the word police, with the definition of the regulation and control of a community, was first heard of in the 1530s.
Wow!
Yeah, right? It comes from the Middle French word polis, which means organized government and civil administration, which comes from the Latin word politia, which also means civil administration, which comes from the Greek word polis, meaning city. Stillunfold.com says that the first use of the word police in English, spelled P-O-L-L-E-S, finds its origins in the 1642 book titled The Second Part of the Institutes of the Laws of England.
Amazing.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
The concept of having police is apparently not new, and the earliest I found online can be traced back to ancient Mesopotamia. Bruminate.com says that in Babylonia, law enforcement tasks were initially entrusted to individuals with military backgrounds or imperial magnates during the Old Babylonian period. But eventually, law enforcement was delegated to officers known as pakudu, spelled P-A-Q-U with a macron, D-U, who were present in both cities and rural settlements. A pakudu was responsible for investigating petty crimes and carrying out arrests.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Listverse.com adds that the job was far from glamorous. Temple records describe the pakudu responding to a noisy tavern party, investigating a missed barley payment, and arresting looters for the destruction of temple property. When a sacred cow disappeared from its stable, the pakudu searched the neighborhood for suspiciously large amount of fresh beef. Upon finding the tasty contraband, they turned it over to the court as evidence.
Sacred cows. I wonder how they did it back in the day.
Yeah, I'm also wondering too. Are there no phones then or whatsoever?
Did they have to taste everyone's meat?
I don't know.
Okay, did you know that there is a well-known writer who started out as a policeman?
Oh, really?
Yep. Make a wild guess.
No, I have no clue whatsoever.
Okay, it's Eric Arthur Blair.
Okay, I still have question marks in my head.
Born in India,
okay.
He was raised and educated in England from when he was 1 year old.
Uh-huh.
After school, he became an imperial policeman in Burma before returning to Suffolk, England, where he began his writing career as George Orwell.
Oh, no way.
The George Orwell. Also, did you know that Tara Cortez, Latina poet, teacher, editor, and essayist from Houston, Texas, is also a law enforcement officer?
Really? No way.
Yep. She first gained acclaim for her poetry collection, How to Undress a Cop.
Whoa.
Cortez blends together her different careers by teaching poetry and creative writing and allowing her occupation as a police officer to influence her literary style.
Amazing.
Did you know that there's a police investigation in 1979 about a poem critical of Louis XV?
Oh, really?
Yep. It involved Francois Bonny, a medical student in Paris. He found himself unexpectedly hauled off to the Bastille for distributing an abominable poem about the king.
Uh-oh, really?
Mm-hmm. The Affair of the 14, as it became known, passed through several media, copied on scraps of paper.
What?
Dictated from one person to another.
Wild.
Memorized and declaimed to an audience.
No kidding.
Yep. But the most effective dispersal occurred through music when poems were sung to familiar tunes.
Not so different to present day. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Lyrics often referred to current events or revealed popular attitudes towards the royal court.
Oh no.
Soon, 14 purveyors of poetry, priests, students, clerks, and even a professor were arrested.
Oh, wow.
Whew. That felt like I'm on highway patrol duty.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, a high-speed police car chase on a freeway.
Right, yeah. On horse carriage, though.
Well, it did sound like a great adventure.
That is true.
Next up, we have here Richard Reyes, a.k.a. Rice C, and Manuel Bautista, a.k.a. Emin the Great Beats, with Super Police.
Emin the Great Beats.
Kay pulis na makabayan, makatao, makadiyos, yan ang ugali na hinahangaan sa atin ng lubos. Saan mampanig ng mundo ang Pinoy ay magpunta, kinikilala ng lubos ang talino, iba ka. Hindi nakakalimot sa bayan na kinagisnan, sumusunod sa alit ang tunin ng pamayanan. Gumagana sa magulang at nakakatanda, nagmamahal sa kanyang kapwa, nagkakawang gawa. At kahit pa mahirap ang buhay, nagtitiis lang sa mga pagsubok na dumarating, ayos lang. May ngiti sa mga labi kahit na mahirap, yan ang pulis na kahit mabigat ay nagsisika, gumagawa ng paraan upang buhay ay mag-iba. Kung umasenso man sa buhay dahil nagsipag siya, nagtiwala sa kakayanan ng kanyang sarili, at hindi naloko ng iba na makasarili. Kahit pagod, puyat na nanatili, matatag sa anuman hamon ng buhay ay hindi maduduwag, yan ang Pinoy taas noon, nakikipagsabayan, handa magbuwis ng buhay para sa inyong bayan. Nananalig sa Panginoon, may takot sa Diyos, inuuna ang iba, naglilingkod ng lubos. May oras sa kanyang pamilya, di nagpapabaya, tumatangkilik ng produkto nagmula sa bansa. Ako'y Pinoy mula sa puso't isip at sa gawa, at kailanman di ko ikakaya ang ating bansa. At kahit sa panig ng mundo ako makarating, ipapakita ko ang aking tinatagong galing. Hindi sa kulay ng balat, kundi saan tayo nag-ugat. Ako'y Pinoy na totoo, sa Pilipinas nag-ugat. Iahayag ko sa mundo, nakataas aking noo, buong pusong isisigaw na isang Pinoy ako.
Marty!
Yes!
Speaking of police force in a television series, which ones caught your attention?
I sometimes watch some episodes of This Cop Life and Cops UK Body Cam Squad in YouTube.
Okay.
If we talk about series I've watched years ago, I sort of remember watching NYPD Blue and Police Academy the animation.
Ah, okay.
How about you, Cookie?
Nine-Nine. I love Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh, yeah. I heard you talk about it a lot of times. Yep.
Also, 21 Jump Street.
Uh-huh.
And Dexter.
Ah, yeah. That's your favorite.
Mm-hmm.
You've read it and you've watched it.
Yep.
Yep.
We would like to thank Pulp Studios for their support.
Woo, thank you so much.
Thank you, Pulp.
Thank you, Pulp Studios. Pulp Studios proudly announces the upcoming release of its latest cinematic venture, Ma'am Chief, Shakedown in Seoul. This groundbreaking action comedy film is a significant collaboration between the Philippines and South Korea. The film follows a courageous policewoman on a secret mission to South Korea, where she disguises herself as a tour guide to apprehend a dangerous fugitive. Along the way, she encounters a myriad of characters, each adding to the film's adventure and humor. The film features an ensemble cast led by Malay Cantiveros Francisco. The comedian TV host is joined by Alora Sasam, Bernadette Allison Estrada, Dustin Mayores, Enzo Almario, Jenica Garcia, Kirill Tetlonghari, Manel Sabidal, Pepe Herrera, Sela Guia, and more. Adding to the excitement, the film features special cameos by K-drama and K-pop stars such as Do Ji-han, Lee Seung-gi, Rolling Quartz, and Yuju. The film promises a riveting fusion of genres. It's sure to keep audiences on the edge of their seats while delivering heartwarming moments and laughter.
Ma'am Chief Shakedown in Seoul is now showing in Philippine cinemas nationwide. The OST of the same title is performed by our guests, Rap Guard, Ricey, and Emman the Great Beats, Variety Voice. Follow Pulp Studios on social media for more updates and exclusive content about the movie. Chase, the you that is your real-life action hero. Police your work and be brave enough to show the artist that you are for the whole wide world to see.
Amen.
I'm Cookie.
I'm Mari.
Thank you for listening to Because Filipinas.